Former American Indian Movement activist Russell Means has died at his ranch in South Dakota at age 72. Means said last year he had inoperable throat cancer. He helped to lead the 1973 uprising at Wounded Knee, South Dakota. The siege lasted 71 days. Russell Means ran for president as a libertarian in 1988 and was also known for his role in the movie The Last of the Mohicans. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington. American Indian activist Russell Means, who also starred in the movies Pocahontas and The Last of the Mohicans, is dead at age 72 at his South Dakota ranch. He'd had throat cancer. In 1995, he was asked what the importance was of the 1973 Wounded Knee South Dakota uprising in which he was a major force.
Politically, it alerted the world to the fact that we were not all killed by John Wayne, and that we were still resisting, struggling for self-determination.
And he said it gave American Indians a new sense of self-worth and belief in their ability to direct their own destinies. As for the two movies, he said he was proud they portrayed Native Americans positively.
Native American activist and author Russell Means died this morning at age 72 on the Pine Ridge Reservation of South Dakota. Means starred in a number of Hollywood films, including The Last of the Mohicans. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray also remembers Means as a member of the American Indian Movement and champion of indigenous rights.
Russell Means led the 1973 armed occupation of the town of Wounded Knee that captured the national spotlight. Means saw the event as instrumental in sparking other indigenous uprisings across the Western Hemisphere.
It was Wounded Knee that sparked all of this happening. My whole purpose is to leave a legacy for the younger people. And in fact, some of that legacy is paying off already.
Means maintained his commitment to activism throughout his Hollywood career. In 2007, he declared independence from the United States and the formation of a new country called the Republic of Lakota. He died surrounded by his family on the Pine Ridge Reservation after a battle with cancer. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.